No. When you call me an infidel, I would tell you that you don't know the whole story. You know, when I took my shahada, I was with the best of intentions. And I was very sincere and very genuine. And you know, but then down the road, you know, I tell people I write software, right? And I had originally been introduced to Islam by this Muslim man who ran a computer company. And he at one time ran one of the biggest computer stores, like, anywhere. And then his business dwindled. Internet and everything, there was a bunch of new competitors. The reason he was so big in the beginning was because he was the first kid on the block. Anyway, I told this man about a piece of software that I'd written and that I'd sold a copy of it for a substantial amount of money. And it was trading software, and he wanted it. And so he looked at me and he said, "Hey, can I have a copy of that software?" You know, and I just finished telling him how I wanted to keep it so private. And so he looks at me and he says, "Can I have a copy of that software?" And I said, "I can't do that." And you know what he did? He invited me to prayer at another mosque, and I'm going to make this as short as I can, because I know that I'm a slow speaker, and I can ramble. But basically, he took me to prayer at another mosque. He, after prayer, he stood right next to me in the prayer line. And after prayer, you know what they did? He took me into a side room. We were going to have some of that famous chicken biryani, you know, the chicken and rice. It's really a pretty nice dish. I mean, it's kind of light, but it's really nice. But normally Muslim men eat two or three men at least at one plate, right? But you know what they did? They handed me a single serving plate. And it had a piece of chicken and it had rice. And the piece of chicken had knockout drugs in it. And I was sitting in there with a laptop, a briefcase-style laptop bag, that had two IBM ThinkPads in it. One on a pouch on one side, one on a in a pouch on the other side. And I always put my laptops in that bag a specific way. I always put the hinge down. I mean, you wouldn't want to put the lip of the laptop down. That's not polite to your laptop. So I put the hinge down, and I put the base facing towards the inner pouch. And I put the screen facing outwards. And my two power cables, you know, with the wall, with the transformer, what is that? That transformer unit that's part of the power cable. I would hold that in my hand and coil the cable, and then I'd put the Velcro around it, very nice and neat. I'm very gentle with my equipment. Well, when they gave me my chicken and I ate that chicken, I'm going to tell you what, that shit knocks you out in about 10 seconds. And if you're not hyper aware of being drugged, you're not going to notice it. You really will not notice it. You will actually fall down, go to sleep, and wake up and just think that you dozed off or something. In fact, you might not even notice that you fell asleep. It's just that way. That's the way these knockout drugs work. Anyway, when I woke up, my laptop bag was still sitting there. And I didn't scramble over and check my bag. No. I mean, it's not going to make any difference. I've been knocked out for probably an hour or more, you know, so it's not going to make any difference if I rush over there and check my bag. And you know what? I didn't want them to know that I was even aware that I'd been knocked out. But when I gave it a few minutes and I reached over and opened one of the pouches for one of the laptops, because I was always fiddling with this bag. I was always fiddling with my equipment. So it was nothing abnormal for me to check on my laptops and to look in my bag, etc. But my laptop, the first one I checked, was inserted incorrectly. You know, like the hinge was up or something. You know, the hinge portion of the laptop, it was facing upward. Well, all I had to do was see that, and I'm like, oh no, someone's been inside my laptop bag. And then I checked the other laptop, and guess what? It was facing the incorrect way. See, there's one of four ways you can put the laptop in there. The hinge can be facing down, the hinge can be facing up. The screen can be facing out, the screen can be facing in. So there's four ways you can put it in there. And there's only one way that's correct. With the hinge down and the screen facing outwards. Okay? Because the reason I put the screen outwards and the base facing inwards is because in that center pouch, there's things in there that might poke into the screen if I put the screen facing inward. And in the center pouch, this is a big, wide center pouch, I would put one of the power cables coiled up at one end of the center pouch and one of the power cables at the other end of the center pouch. Guess what? When I woke up after being drugged inside of that masjid, my power cables were just jumbled up and thrown in there. You know what they could have done? They could have done it in a way that I would never have even been aware of it. They could have had, I mean, the guy ran a computer store. He knew what an IBM ThinkPad was, and he knew which power cable it took. You know, they could have taken note of how the laptops were inserted into the bag, and they could have put them back that way, and don't touch my power cables. Okay? They could have done that, but they didn't. I'll tell you what I learned on that day, that when they tell me how much they, and, oh, we're so happy you embraced Islam, Edward. No, they weren't. I was their bitch. I was their porch monkey. I was their nigger. I was their pawn. I was their puppet. Okay? But I didn't say anything about it. Not for a couple of years. And you know what? When I finally talked about it, every one of them called me a fucking liar. And I was like, really? You're calling me a liar? I mean, I would walk into a group of Muslims and make up some shit like this? Like, just walk in and start accusing some guy of lying, like, accusing somebody of stealing from me like that? I just make that up? No. I'm going to tell you what. I could tell you so many stories that just, you know what? I got white brothers that are really kind of corrupt business people. But Muslims, oh my God, I'm going to tell you something. They take corrupt to a whole new level. Damn.